September 21st, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. A telling sign of this age is that the difference between good and evil has been obscured by the compromise of truth. In days past, this was not the case. The choices there were clearly defined, and it was easy to choose right over wrong. These days, however, Satan has made evil to look good and acceptable, and good to look perverse. You must not let the law decide for you in moral decisions. Laws are made by humans, and very often humans bent on pandering to special interest groups who embrace sin. Your decisions must be based upon God's will expressed in the Ten Commandments and in holy love. These days, the enormity of the world reflects the morals of Sodom and Gomorrah. If I wasn't pleased with them, why is it acceptable today to practice sodomy? Many, millions, need to rethink their moral decisions and acceptance of evil over good. Do not be one who is fooled by the popular opinions of the day. Do not blindly trust all leaders. You are being tricked by Satan. Console my mournful heart by reevaluating what is good and what is evil in the light of truth. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 26. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us have no self-conceit, no provoking of one another, no envy of one another. Another note is given to read Genesis chapter 19, 24 through 25. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground.